Fashion Police
Blog Talk
Award.
Radio.
Part 3. I had to sing along. It's one of my favorite songs. Alrighty, well, this is the part 3, the third installment of the awards show. No longer just the Academy Awards red carpet down the June wedding aisle, but the awards shows, Oscar and Golden Globe and Grammy red carpet to June brides. 2016 Part 3. Today is the 6th of March, 2016, and it is 8 days after the Oscars, and I'm still, that's right, I'm still talking about awards dresses, dressing the wedding aisles of June 2016. My name, of course, and I am your host, is Charlene P.S. of Budget Weddings NYC for you, the 3-part special awards edition. Let me just tell you that... just so you know, I'm starting something very new this year. I'm talking about why I started the show. This is the 4th year, as you know. And I started the show because I wanted to be able to answer questions about any of your questions that you had about planning your wedding, what to look for, who to talk to, venues, and you get to ask other people, the industry insiders that I invite out on my show to give you insights about how to find what you're looking for your wedding. So now, if you do want to ask me any questions, and I often forget to tell you this, but you can always give me a call at 347-996-5829, and maybe you are not listening to it at this point, but anytime I am on live, which is usually every other Friday at 6:30 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio Budget Weddings NYC for you, you may give me a call. Now, let me give you a couple of announcements before I dive right in, and I give you my top 10, along with a couple of honorable mentions of the dresses that I've chosen. Finally, I have culled my top 10 and these honorable mentions from the 3 award shows, the Grammys, the Golden Globe, the Grammys, and the Oscars. And I think I looked through, oh my goodness, 5237, and how many was the other one? I don't remember how many the other one was, but needless to say, it was over 100 gowns, 100 dresses. But before I get to that, let me just tell you that in 3.5 weeks, Carla Lynn Hall, who sings my opening, Supernova, it will be on talking about her newest book, The Love Reset. We'll get the skinny on why she wrote the book and why it's right for you, especially if you're still unmarried as yet, you're dating, and maybe you're your in this case, your man is confusing you further because of his actions, and you want to know what to do. So she's written that book especially for you, and she is a scientist, but she's not merely a scientist. She is also one of the specimens, I guess. All right, I didn't know where I was going with that. But in any case, she will be on, let's see, April 1st, April Fool's Day, and that does not mean any of us are fools. So, and you might be wondering, why is a wedding show talking to an author on dating? And that's because in order to get married, I hope that you have gone on dates with people. I hope that's the case. And so to get to being affianced, you would have to have been dating, and perhaps there are many of you out there listening that are dating and just confused about what is going on. So Carla Lynn Hall, with her book, The Love Reset, will be on talking about that on April 1st. Also, in 2 weeks, my first book, New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable, in honor of Women's History Month, is having a countdown in hours and price hike from $1.99, that's right, $1.99 over the course of 4 days, and that's March 18th through March 22nd, and the price hike will be going up every 23 hours. So it starts at 2 a.m. on the 18th. It'll start at $1.99, and then, I apologize. It's 4 a.m., and then it goes to 3 a.m., and then 2 a.m., then 1, and then midnight on the 22nd. It'll be back up to $5.99. So if you haven't gotten your book yet, or you were just affianced in February on Valentine's Day, or a little after, or a little before, then this will be the time to get the book that many people would call the toolkit to getting your wedding done within your budget in New York City. Also, check out on or around the 18th of March on YouTube, Valerie Kinney Talks. Ms. Kinney approached me, and I am being interviewed by her, and it was a lot of fun, and you'll get some information in reference to the book on her show. So her name is Valerie, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, Kinney, K-A-N-A-Y, and it's Talk. And as I said, it was a lot of fun. All righty, now to our award show dresses and my picks for 2016. As I said on the first show, I was amazed that the dresses for the Oscars for me, and this is wholly my opinion, they didn't bowl me over this year. There were a few that I really liked, and most of them I was kind of underwhelmed, which is kind of sad, I think. But I am looking at the dresses from a different point of view. I'm not saying that the women who were wearing them, the dresses weren't beautiful on them. I'm looking from the perspective of, will this dress work appropriately in the wedding aisles in June or even before or thereafter? But whether they will work and if it would even look great in another color other than what they were there in. And then, and also the material and the cut, you know, all of that. So even though I say all of that, when I looked at my choices that I narrowed down from the, I don't think this show had, maybe it did have 52. I think there were 52 that were either Getty Images or individual photographers on the red carpet, or actually, I don't think it was that many. I think there were 42 Oscar dresses and 52 Golden Globes, and I don't remember the number for the Grammys. And the differences between the three award shows are that the Oscars are usually very very classical, very almost traditional. And it also looks like, even though they are sitting in the dresses, they look like it's almost impossible to breathe. So that's one way of looking at it. And then the Golden Globe is the dresses are a little looser because they're drinking and they're eating, they're sitting down, they're going around and talking to everybody, and because I haven't seen them in so long, so that's where that dress is a little looser. It's more of a big party dress. So that actually was where I found a lot of dresses that I thought, ooh, this would be great on a bride. So and then the Grammys are for the person who is more out there, who matters what they look like, but they have a particular style. So the Grammys are for let your hair down, basically. So all right, so let's get to this. And you know, I think I even forgot one person. I don't know where I would put her. You know what? I think I'm going to put her in an honorable mention. So we're going to start off with my honorable mentions, of course. And let me just look at this dress one more time, because maybe I can put it in somewhere. My honorable mentions, in no real particular order, are Carrie Underwood, and she was at the Grammys. She was in a Nicholas Gibran black tied up like a bow with tiny ruffles right above the sweetheart bust, and then it was a thigh high slit. Yeah, on that array, it was number two. And initially, I thought the dress, I don't know why, I was remembering it as being navy, but it is, in fact, black. And I think it could lend itself to being a wedding dress. Not really sure. So that's why it's just getting an honorable mention. There's another dress that's very similar to it that is within my top 10. And then another dress that I thought was really gorgeous is the dress that Viola Davis is wearing, navy blue sequin ball gown, and it had pockets. I don't remember now, and I know it was at the Oscars, but I don't remember now I'm trying to see if I can find it. No. What was the differentiation? I think it had big smiles on it, or I might be confusing that with somebody else. But let me see if I can find it quickly. Nope, not coming up here. All righty. I'm pretty sure it was at the Oscars, but maybe it was at the Golden Globe. Because actually one of the dresses that I did also like, but I did not include it in my top 10, is what is this woman's name? Jenna Devon Tatum. You know, in actually, both of their dresses should be in my honorable mention. I'm going to put those in my honorable mention. I'm taking them out of my top 10 and putting something else. Because I think that the other dress that I really like is a better dress for wedding. Even though it's in a different material, I think the cut is just, it will be just beautiful on.